Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Guys like NorCal, guys like Pat Nasto, over the years, I would feel bad, right? Because they would ask me, what do you think about the Dolphins? And I would brutally tell them, dude, we're not going anywhere. They're not a good team. It's not a good coaching staff. This is a bad decision. I would feel terrible because I would tell NorCal constantly every year how mediocre we were. And sure enough, that's what we were. And I would tell the same thing to Pat. So I hadn't seen Pat in, I don't know, but maybe about a couple months now. And so he comes by here to hang out with Larry. They're working, not hanging out. But he comes by and he goes to me, so what do you think about the Dolphins? I go, dude, you know, I've been on this bandwagon for a while now. I've been saying that you got to hire Greer and turn this around. And sure enough, I told him we're going to be a great franchise. You know, that's where our team is headed. Look at Raekwon Davis, kid playing now. That's the kid that you got for Minka. And he's starting to ball now. He's starting to play. All these draft picks, they're all having their moments. That means that's good for the forecast, you know, because young guys are going to have their ups and downs. They're not just going to come in and dominate all the time. But if they start showing you the flashes, then you start to say there's something to build on. And I believe there's something to build on with Solomon Kinley. I believe there's something to build on with Robert Hunt and with Austin Jackson and with Raekwon Davis and Noah and you name it, dude. Needham and Gesicki and all these cats. I just feel like we're headed in such an amazing direction. And we're watching our team that is 6-4. None of us really expected them to be 6-4 in their first 10. That's what pisses me off about the loss with the Broncos, because it was the first loss in 6 games. Think about that. And we got people jumping off bridges and buildings and complaining. And we got national media members going crazy and all this. Dude, they're 6-4. It's freaking awesome. And they should win tomorrow against the Jets. And they should win next week against Cincinnati. And you're 8-4. And if I told you at the beginning of the year that they were going to win 8 of their first 12 games, I would look at you and say, come on, man. I know he's a good coach, but, dude, you're asking a lot. And that's exactly what could end up happening after the next 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So it's one of those where you turned off my headphones. So it's – there we go. So you look at that, and you gotta stop thinking about the past. You got to stop thinking about the bad moments. You got to stop thinking about the losing streaks. You got to stop thinking about losing confidence. You got to stop thinking about all the bad coaching, all the bad GMs that we've had, all the terrible directions that there have been in the past. You got to stop thinking about any bad losses with the Jets and all that. Why would you think that stuff? We're better than the Jets. Our team is way better than the Jets. They're better coached. They're better managed. There's a better coach, there's a better team, there's a better front office, and there's even a better owner. So I like our chances. I'm not even thinking about that. And if Tua plays or he doesn't play, and we'll get to that, they're still going to win. They'll win with Fitz or they'll win with Tua. And that's called having a good football team, that you're prepared and that you can win with multiple players out there and different leaders out there. So if Tua and his thumb isn't good enough for tomorrow, and you've got to play Fitz, then so be it. You play Fitz, you move on, and you get the victory. That's what you do. Talk to him. So, you know, anyway, so that's where you got to go, and you got to understand that, you know, it's one of those deals. I think they want to move that car, dude. There you go. Anyway, so that's where you've got to look at it that way. You got to drop the past already. Okay, look, we had the worst 20 years of the franchise history. I'm with you all the way, man. Okay? I'm so with you guys on that. But We gotta leave that in the past. We've got way better days ahead now. We got a team that actually knows how to draft players. We got coaches that know how to develop players. We got a coach that knows how to put most of his players in positions to be successful. And then we've got a bunch of guys that have bought into everything that's going on. So we've got all the combination now. It's just now a matter of establishing it, getting the right people, getting the experience, and building from here out. That's really what it's all about. There's nothing more to it than that. It's what the Heat did 20-something years ago when Riley took over. Now, it's a little different in basketball because you can get a Zoe and a Timmy and change things right away and change the culture right away. But it is conceptually, it's kind of the same thing. And that's what the Dolphins are doing. They're establishing a culture. You know, you do the math. You're 5-4 to finish the season, and now you're 6-4. So you're 11-8 in your last 19 games. That tells you all you need to know. Because when you saw Sperano had a great first year, he never followed it up again because it was a farce. It wasn't real. He wasn't really a good head coach. Rest in peace. I'm sorry. We have to compartmentalize. Good man. Guy you want to have a beer with. Don't want him as a head coach. Got to be honest. Adam Gase, same thing. First year was a fluke. Never matched it again. And that shows you what you got in a coach. This guy goes 5-4 in his last 9 games, 5-11 overall. He's already 6-4 now. So he improved on last year. And as this talent gets better and deeper, I expect him to improve in year 3. So if they end up with 9, 10, 11 wins this year, I expect them to better that the following season. Because that's the trend that we're on. So this whole thing about, you know, like the one fan says, oh, your worst Jets moment. Screw the Jets, dude. I don't want to think about worst Jets moment. I don't care about the Jets. Screw Adam Gase. Screw all of the gangrene. I don't care about it. I only care about the Dolphins. And I know in our world, things are really good. Yeah, Tua's banged up right now. Yeah, I get it. We're getting Jesse Davis back. Jakeem Grant's dealing with a hamstring injury. We lost Godchow. I mean, we got all kinds of things going on. I get it. Solomon Kinley's dealing with a foot injury. This is part of football. And they had to deal with so many things last year, and they got better as the year went on. So I expect this coaching staff, I expect these players to be prepared for tomorrow and to come up with a victory. And I don't care who the quarterback is. I expect them to win. That's it. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to a Dolphins win tomorrow. And remember, we will have the postgame show for you at OnsideRadio.com. So download the MyTuner Radio app, search Onside Radio, and lock it in. Because now we will have a postgame show at Onside Radio every Sunday. I think, yeah, that's all they got left. After every Dolphins game, we'll be on. Okay? So make sure you lock that in. So stop thinking about the past. Stop thinking about bad moments. We have good moments. We've dealt with enough crap in the past. All right? Let's think about the positive stuff that's going on right now with our Dolphins.